Masechet Pe'ah, Perek He, Mishnah. Hey, this Mishnah is going to talk about the idea that Leket, Shicha, and Pe'ah are exempt from Terumot Ma'asrot. So if a poor person goes into a field and collects Leket, he doesn't have to take the stalks of Leket that he has and take part of it and give the proper Ma'aser to the Kohanim and Levim. Mishnah says, "Hamahalif im ha'aniim b'shelo patur u'b'shel aniim hayav." If somebody exchanges with an ani, let's say you have a farmer who has a whole field, he takes produce that grew in the field, and he has a poor person in front of him, and that poor person collected leket, shicha, or pe'ah, and he wants to do an exchange. He tells the poor person, "You give me what you collected in the field, and I'll give you this bundle that I have." B'shelo patur. The ones that the farmer is receiving now, which he's being given by the ani, which the ani collected in the field, which is really leket. Now, the farmer is in control of that leket because he made an exchange. So therefore, he doesn't have to give terumot ma'asrot from what he collected because the poor person was giving him actual leket, which we said was patur, which was exempt from terumot u'ma'asrot. U'b'shel aniim haya. But whatever he hands over to the ani, he has to take terumot u'ma'asrot before he hands it over to the ani in order to make the exchange fair and good. So whatever he's handing over, he has to take terumot u'ma'asrot, even though it's going to the ani. Mishnah continues. Shenayim shekibilu et hasadeh ba'arisut. If you have two people who rented a field as a sharecropper is somebody who paid, who worked the field for a farmer and told the farmer, "I'm going to be in charge of the field and I'm going to plant, I'm going to do the labor, I'll do everything, and I'll give you a portion of the proceeds and I'll keep the rest." And it was based on what the custom of the time was in each local area of how much they would split. So if that's the case over here, two people who partner in a field to both share crop together. They're not allowed to keep for themselves the ma'aser ani, all these matanot for the aniim, all these gifts to the poor. They're not allowed to keep it for themselves because they're an owner of the property. Technically, they own some portion of the property because they're in charge of the harvest. So therefore, they can't take their own tirumotum, they can't take their own leket shicha and pe'ah. That would be not fair, but they're allowed to exchange with each other. They say, I'm giving you my ma'aser ani, and you give me your ma'aser ani, because technically each sharecropper only owns his own share. He has no ownership in his partner share. Therefore, it's like they're both giving to two different poor people. Mishnah continues, Hamekabel sadeh liksor. If a person was hired to harvest the field, and he's paid with a share of the crop, Asur beleket shicha upe'ah umaaser ani. It's forbidden for him to take leket shicha and pe'ah or maaser ani because he's considered to be a part owner of the land. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says he qualifies the case. Ematai, in what situation? Bizman sheim kibel mimenu lemehetza lishlish ulrabia. Only in the situation where when he was making that deal with the farm owner, he made a deal with the farm owner that you owe me a percentage, you owe me mehetza, half, or shlish, one-third, or rabia, or 25% of what's standing. Only in that situation is the person who's being hired to harvest the field, is he not allowed to take leket shicha and pe'ah. Why? Because he's taking ownership of the grain, of the stalks, at the time of harvest, because he's taking possession of stalks while they're still standing in the ground. So if he's technically the owner, at the time that the chiyuv, the obligation of leket shicha and pe'ah kicks in, which happens at the time of harvest, he's considered to be the owner and he's not allowed to take leket shicha and pe'ah for himself if he happens to be an ani, happens to be a poor person. I don't know, this whole context of this situation is this person who was hired out was a poor person who is doing work for a portion of the crops. Mishnah continues, Aval imam adlo shelish masha ata kotzer. But if the owner told him a third of what's already cut, of what you harvest afterwards is going to become yours, so you harvest it all, and then after the fact we'll give you one third of it, says over here to Rabbi Yehuda, in that situation, he's allowed to take leket shicha and pe'ah for himself. Why would that be? Why is he allowed to take leket shicha and pe'ah? Because he's only taking ownership of it post-harvest. The original farmer is not telling him, okay, you're going to have, like we said in the earlier case, 1/3 of the standing field. So therefore, he's an owner at the time of harvest. Here, he doesn't own it when it's at the time of harvest. It's all being held by the farm owner. And he's just telling him, you work and you harvest it. After it's all cut, I'll cut you in for a 1/3 or 25% or something like that. And I'm going to give you the crops that were already processed. So therefore, since he wasn't the owner at the time of harvest, he can receive the leket shechan pe'ah as a poor person. But when it comes to ma'aser ani, the Mishnah says ve'asur b'ma'aser ani. Why is ma'aser ani, the ma'aser that goes to the poor person, different? Because the answer is, with ma'aser ani, the gmar melacha, the time of chiyuv, the time where he's obligated to give it, is after the harvest is over. So after the harvest is over, by that point already, the person who was being hired to harvest the field, at that point, he's in possession here of the grains, of the crops. Therefore, in that situation, he becomes obligated in ma'aser ani because the chiyuv, the obligation, kicks in only later on in time when he's in the possession after the harvest is finished.